Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
You don't have to live in a part of the country where extreme weather is running rampant to see what is happening to your homeowner's premiums. They're up, and for many, by double digits, and that's all over the country. There's a reason for that, but more importantly, there are things you can still do to mitigate the increases. Let's be clear. If you're looking for a miracle and you're living in a high-risk area, let me be the one to tell you, no, that's not going to happen. Part of what's going on, let's just cut to the bone on this issue. Insurance companies across the country are unable to raise premiums the way they need to cover the additional risk brought on by more extreme weather being more often and more extreme. And that's all over the United States. Insurance companies, and you may not know this, mitigate their risk when they write a policy to cover you. They turn around and buy insurance to mitigate any losses that may come out from a group of policies. That is called the reinsurance industry, which is basically simply insurance companies selling insurance to insurance companies. And it helps them to spread the loss, stay healthy, and it makes good economic sense because the more they can spread the potential liability, the less it's going to hit them, and the more they can stay in business because they don't have to take the hit if something does go incredibly south. Here's the problem. The problem is retail insurance industries like State Farm, Allstate, American Family are usually regulated at the state level. That means there are limits on how and why they can raise rates. The flip side of that, the reinsurance industry where they go to buy insurance, reinsurance is not under the same requirements as the insurance industry, which means they can do future forecasting, see what's going to happen, and they can raise their rates accordingly, which is at a rate usually more and faster than the insurance companies that buy the reinsurance. So now you've got retail insurance companies caught in a squeeze. Even if they're doing the modeling and they see what's coming, they are usually unable to raise prices even to the extent they needed to cover for what's coming because they can't cover the cost of the policies they're trying to buy from the reinsurance industry to mitigate the risk. So what happens? What happens is what's going on in California right now. Because those particular companies are limited to how much they can raise rates in the face of an increasing risk due to drought, wildfires, earthquakes, and the like, they have no choice but to bail. So that if you happen to be like the lady we talked about, Beth Pratt, last week, you did everything right. You spent your own money to harden your home and make it less prone to fire or disaster of almost any kind. She spent the money and it wasn't pennies. And after 30 years of being with her insurance company, they're canceling her insurance. Not because she didn't do it, not because she was not proactive, but because of the regulatory climate caught the insurance company in a squeeze. That's them. If you live on a coast in the United States of America, the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, if you're right on the coast, I'm probably telling you right now, you're having trouble getting homeowners insurance at any price, which means that's not news. But what about the rest of us? Looking at the average cost of homeowners insurance in the United States, it's increased 21% nationwide since 2015. Some states, including those in the front lines of climate-driven disasters, such as wildfires and hurricanes, have seen premiums rise even more dramatically. On the average, most of the states are looking at a 10 to 19% increase in rates. Let me throw a curve at you. The states that are showing more than 20%, a lot of them aren't even near a coast. I'm going to let that sink in a minute. 20% or more increase in homeowners premiums since 2015. Arizona, Arkansas, you would expect California, so be it. You would expect Connecticut, they're on the coast, so be it. Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma. Yeah, these are states nowhere near. Now, there are other states in that list, but they are on a coast. So they're already seeing the impact of more extreme weather that is more and extreme. Let me talk about four common sense things. And you may be doing this already. And if you are, good for you. If you're not, maybe this is a reminder for you. Four ways you can lower your rates. Number one, improve home security. Do you have a Ring camera? Probably do. Home security systems, smoke detectors, and fire alarms all prove home security. And a lot of times you can get a discount for that. Your best thing to do, though, check with your insurance company, check your insurance policy to find out what you can get a deal on. Improve your home's disaster preparedness. This is prickly because if you're already in a high-risk area, even if you spent the money, again, like the lady we talked about, she's one of many, wasn't enough. While no home is disaster-proof, it can become more disaster-resistant. Before you do that, check your policy, figure out where you're at. Are you in an area that is going to be prone to wildfires or more extreme weather? Because even if it is, this may not be enough. And here's something else that you need to know. And I'm sure if you're a homeowner, you already know this. You cannot buy flood insurance from an insurance company. You can only buy flood insurance from the government. Flood insurance is one of the first things they bailed out of because they could not make it work. You need to check to see, number one, if your home is in a floodplain. If it is, get flood insurance. Full stop. Because you're going to get jammed up. If you're on the coast, you might check to see if even it's available anymore. Because when the government did a revamp, we talked about this 2 years ago, of the flood insurance program, they actually identified areas where it was so risky they weren't going to sell it at all. And we're getting to that point, that no matter what you're willing to do, there are some parts of the United States of America that will not be fit to live because you cannot insure a home at any price on that stretch of land. That is becoming a thing. And you might want to check. But yeah, the number one thing folks get jammed up about is flooding. Check for home insurance discounts, bundling stuff, age, all that kind of stuff. If you're over 65, you can get a discount. Check, 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 check. And then finally, renew, review your policy every year. Take a look at it. Sit down with your agent. Things do change, and sometimes it gets better for you. And sometimes, particularly if you're dealing with an independent agent like we do out here in Iowa, they might be able to find you a company for lower rates. But the same thing, all things that you can do to save money in real time. But the best thing is, don't be in an area that is prone to extreme weather. Because no matter what you do, at some point you won't be able to insure it at all. And that's a problem. We are the Tech Mobility Show. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Did you know that Tech Mobility has a YouTube channel? Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Each week, I upload a few short videos of some of the hot topics that I cover during my weekly radio program. I've designed these videos to be informative and entertaining. It's another way to keep up on current mobility and technology news and information. Be sure to watch, like, and subscribe to my channel. That's the Tech Mobility Show on YouTube. Check it out.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar.